The world was horrified by this week's news from Virginia. Students gunned down by a young man who was so angry with the world that he killed innocent youngsters and then committed suicide. It was a tragedy that hit the headlines everywhere. Jan Switzer, a psychotherapist in Colorado, was affected in a particular way by the events. Her grandnephew had been sharing the same dorm as two of the murdered boys. She herself was one of those who had to help in the aftermath of the killings at Columbine High School 19 years ago this week. She was also around for Colorado's second mass murder only 1 year ago. Jan pointed out one way in which people cope is to draw closer to each other.
That's what people do. They just reach out to one another. It doesn't make any difference if it's next door or if it's across the states or if it's across the world. You know, we reach out because we need one another. And I think that's the ultimate, that we really do that.
Inevitably, the reaction to such news is one of incomprehension.
You know, when you hear something like this, you know, you just go, "This, how can this be?" You know, and even as a therapist, I keep thinking, I don't understand how, you know, how people are so triggered that they go out and they kill and they kill. The rage within must be just horrendous. But as I emailed you and let you know, too, was the fact that we're on the eve of the 8th anniversary of Columbine right now. That was April 19th. And, of course, this always triggers. Mosser's father, who Daniel Mosser was killed in the Columbine shooting 8 years ago, and he was on American TV last night, and what he had said too is that he just doesn't understand it, and it's going to continue if we don't change how we take care of the schools, the security and everything else. But it just triggers so much in people. People just don't understand this. They don't understand how this can happen. No. And the first thing they usually do, last night on TV, they had they showed a vigil, a prayer vigil that they had at the school for the very reason that, you know, they need some type of comfort. They need some kind of understanding.
And an event like this must just make it all the more difficult to cope.
It is hard to cope. It is hard to cope. I mean, I find myself becoming much more hyper-vigilant when something like this happens. Actually, this morning, I'm going in to work with the schools with sixth graders, and I find myself already on guard, you know, as I prepare myself getting ready to go into the school. Because I think, you know, this usually triggers more incidents like this. And so we're going to be much more hyper-vigilant. And the kids may be asking me this morning, what's going on? What's going on? Why does this happen? Or they may not. I don't know. But all I can say is that I don't understand tragedies like this. And it's very painful for the world. It's not just painful for here in the community. It's not painful for the people in Virginia. It's the world. It affects everyone, just like the shooting that happened in Germany a few years ago. It's incomprehensible.
And yet, even though you don't understand it yourself, as a psychotherapist, you have to try and help other people to come to terms with it.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I can only be honest with them. I can just say that I don't understand. But obviously, this person was a very, very troubled person. And wherever his walk was, he wasn't being heard. He wasn't being understood. And instead of being able to talk with somebody about it, the rage kept building inside, and just like a volcano, it kept rumbling and rumbling and rumbling until one day it blew. He blew his sack, so to speak. But when I talk with other people, I just let them talk, because oftentimes it'll never make sense to anyone. But I let them talk so that they can just be able to get their feelings out, and I really encourage them to feel their feelings from within. Deep within. My nephew Drew is a student at Virginia Tech, and I haven't had an opportunity to talk with him yet, but I've talked with his mother, and the same thing. Right now, he's extremely angry by all of this, but he also is a person of deep faith. So I think that he'll go back to his faith, but then on some level, he may start to question that faith. And so I always have to be open to them and hear what they have to say and not discount any of their feelings. That's really important.
And yet, there is hope.
It is real sorrow, and people do care. Well, you know, we have a lot of humanity and we have a lot of love. Despite all the horrific things that happen in the world, there's still a lot of love, and we have to be encouraged that people do care about one another and that God cares for us. And we have to rely on that faith and that love that God provides for understanding, even if there is no understanding.